Refugees are the definition of being stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. New developments in Turkey are making the lives of Syrian refugees even harder. But there is a reason that some still dare to hope. And if you think colleges destroy faith, you might be surprised by what our partner has to share. But first, just when Syria's refugees thought things couldn't get worse for them, the cascade of geopolitical events involving Syria and Turkey hit especially hard. MNN's Katie Harth tells us why.
Ruth, our partner, Christian Aid Mission, told us about this difficult situation. First, refugees were sent to Turkey from European countries under a previous agreement with the European Union. Then, authorities sent refugees, who drifted to Istanbul, back to the towns and cities of their initial arrival. Their arrival in job-scarce towns further agitated Turks. With nowhere to go, the Syrians hunkered down into a fight for survival. A national ministry leader tells Christian Aid that dirty living conditions lead to an extremely high level of people with serious illness and disease, including kids with leukemia and brain cancer and elderly people with kidney problems. Believers regularly take in food, clean water, clothing, and when they can find it, medicine. Now, refugees are used to disdain and prejudice. When faced with a different response, they ask why the workers are helping them. Trust builds through months of providing critical aid as expressions of Christ's love and gospel opportunities arise. Pray for Christian Aid Mission, their partners, and new believers. In spite of the crushing circumstances, this remains a story of hope. I'm Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, earlier this year, Sammy Tippett Ministries partnered with the Multiplying Church Movement in Brazil. The partnership allowed Sammy Tippett Ministries to provide Brazilian churches with a month's worth of daily discipleship materials. Now, these materials were from the series Praying for Your Family. Plans for a follow-up event are well underway. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says, discipleship materials on how to share your faith are also in the works for May of 2020. And they'll include 28 daily resources. Once the churches complete the lessons, Tippett will preach at the end of the month during an evangelistic outreach event.
They have thousands of churches involved in this. They're going through YouTube to live broadcast and stream this into all the churches, and all the churches will participate in an evangelistic event. When we talked about that and agreed upon it, I said, you know, this could be done worldwide. It doesn't have to be done just in Brazil. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the same thing with other languages.
At the end of the month, the ministry begins translating these materials into different languages. The work itself is costly, and they need your support. Most importantly, Tippett asks that you pray about these translation projects and their potential impact. And religion is declining among today's college students. The latest trend is Generation Z, or those born after 1997. Campus ministries are working to reach this next generation, says York Moore of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
We're dealing with a population that aren't even Christmas Easter Christians. And so they've never held a Bible in their hand. They've never had somebody offer to pray for them. And so because of those realities, we're finding students are oftentimes at least curious about religious practices.
Gen Z comes with unique challenges. Many are hostile toward Christian narratives and the idea of religious conversion. Despite this, campus programs continue to grow.
Students, particularly undergraduate students, are uniquely open to the gospel. Yes, there are these challenges. Yes, there are these concerns. But the reality is there's a window of opportunity right in front of us, right here and right now, that we need to step into while that window is open.
Help reach these students by encouraging your church to adopt a local university and pray for these campuses. Most of all, pray for revival.
I believe things are going to get progressively worse. Simultaneously, God is going to actually send a new wave of power of revival.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You've told us how much you value this program and that it's needed for such a time as this. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st. So would you help us spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020? Look for links to spread the word at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.